God. Okay? I'm on a very specific mission.
We have to identify who the real enemy is. We have to know, where does this infiltration come from? The American people need a warrior that's unafraid to point out the real enemy. The American people are deserving of truth, exposure, and extreme accountability for the crimes against humanity that are being committed. We're on the brink of the complete collapse of America, while at the same time at the precipice of an amazing victory. If we want to prevent our children from facing a future bloodbath, I mean, I'm talking mass amounts of bloodshed, we need to step up and fight this war, and we need to fight it now. Uncensored. I refuse to be silenced or muzzled. Unafraid. No man will intimidate me. Unstoppable. Extreme accountability is the only remedy that we have left. Go to theextremeevent.com. Good evening and welcome to the Stu Peters Show. So after Thursday night's debate, if it wasn't completely clear to you already, it should now be extremely clear to everyone with a brain that's being honest with themselves that Joe Biden, or whoever's in the skin suit pretending to be Joe Biden, has absolutely no business being president of the United States. And this goes way beyond his lifetime of cronyism and criminality, and even beyond the Ukraine-linked pedophilia of his family, which should already be disqualifying, and it gets into immediate national security territory. Joe Biden is a risk to national security. Every single day that he sits in or pretends to sit in the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. with his hands on the levers of power and on the nuclear codes, we are under an extreme risk. Everyone who saw that debate on Thursday night, including foreign governments, knows that Joe Biden is unwell, that he can't be pulling the levers of power. He can't be making these decisions. This is a guy who's been drugged up on Adderall drugs for the past several years, and now he's just running out of steam. We've all seen the signs. We've all known that he's unhealthy, but this is a new low, even for him. Joe Biden is an old, dying man in the late stages of cognitive decline, and he looks like he belongs in hospice care. A presidential debate stage or the Oval Office is the last place that this guy belongs. This weak, old, perverted fossil claiming to be the president of the United States is who the Chinese and the Russians and the Iranians and the Israelis saw when they tuned in to that debate. How embarrassing. No wonder they're walking all over us. Biden had no idea all night what the hell was going on. He didn't even know where he was, and just about everything that we thought about this guy's health was confirmed on Thursday night. Now, on the other hand, Trump looked pretty good. And he made sure to point out that Joe Biden was suffering a cognitive attack in front of the entire country on live television, even though the CNN debate was set up to avoid such a meltdown with mute buttons and time limits and no live audience. Take a look at this clip from Thursday night.
People coming across the border illegally, it's better than when he left office. And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
You know, this display on international television for the entire world to see, this was really just a wake-up call for a lot of people when it comes to Joe Biden. And it got even worse after the debate ended, because if you kept watching the feed for a few minutes, you saw Trump briskly walking off the stage to meet up with his family and his campaign staff. And then you saw Joe Biden being helped away by Dr. Jill. She had to give him instructions on where to go. She had to help him walk around by holding his hand while he shuffled about. It was pathetic. Take a look. Joe Biden is too sick to run a homeowners association. How the hell can anyone realistically think that he could be the president of the United States? This country is under a complete and total invasion. We're on the brink of World War III on multiple fronts. And the guy that we're told is in charge, who nobody voted for in the first place, doesn't even know how to walk. In 2020, the media and he were able to hide in his basement. He used COVID to hide his poor health and his rotting brain. But now he has nowhere to hide. This time he couldn't keep the country locked down long enough to run another basement campaign, and the latest bird flu hoax hasn't caught on fast enough. So for almost 4 years, this guy has been propped up every day as the fake, illegitimate, pedophilic president, pumped full of enough Adderall and God knows what else to kill an elephant. But this is an entirely new low. Take a look at this video showing the progression of Joe Biden's decline. It's depressing to see, if you forget just for a moment, that this guy is an international criminal accused of molesting his daughter and responsible for death and suffering all over the world. Watch.
I continue to think we have to make fundamental changes in civil rights. And those civil rights, by the way, include not just only African-Americans, but the LGBT community.
He wants to get away with, get rid of the ability of Medicare to...
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education. That's what I oppose.
Making sure that we're able to make every single solitary person eligible for what I've been able to do dealing with everything we have to do with,
You will determine the outcome of this election. Vote, vote, vote. If you're able to vote early in your state, vote early. If you're able to vote in person, vote in person. Vote whatever way is the best way for you, because you will. He cannot stop you.
And I'm going to continue to move until we get the total ban on the total initiative relative to what we're going to do with more Border Patrol and more asylum officers.
President Trump?
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either. Look.
So we've been watching this guy deteriorate for years now. And we have a so-called president who poops on himself, who stares out into oblivion on the debate stage, has to be walked around by his wife, who's obviously pulling all of the strings. The media has tried to lie. They've tried to cover it all up. Jake Tapper and Dana Bash were brought in to help Biden along through the debate. They gave him instructions. They tried pointing and gesturing to tell him where to look. But you know what? None of that was enough, because he's just too far gone. And then after the debate disaster, CNN's John King must have gotten his marching orders. He was told that it was time to pull the rug on Biden. Or at least gauge public support for pulling the rug on Biden, because he came out and started ripping him, saying that the Democrats were planning to replace him on this ticket. Look.
This was a game-changing debate in the sense that right now, as we speak, there is a deep, a wide, and a very aggressive panic in the Democratic Party. It started minutes into the debate, and it continues right now. It involves party strategists. It involves elected officials. It involves fundraisers. And they're having conversations about the president's performance, which they think was dismal, which they think will hurt other people down the party in the ticket. And they're having conversations about what they should do about it. Some of those conversations include, should we go to the White House and ask the president to step aside? Other conversations are about, should prominent Democrats go public with that call? Because they feel this debate was so terrible. They do say in moments in the debate later, the president got better and got his footing. But then at the end, even his closing statement was a little halting.
And he's not the only one. MSNBC had a similar segment after the debate. And all over the weekend, there were corporate news broadcasters and Democrat talking heads calling for Joe Biden to step down, or alluding to him being replaced on the ticket. And of course, just in time, the odds-on favorite to replace him is Michelle Obama. Big Mike, Big Michael Robinson Obongo. The tranny in chief tops the list of potential Biden replacements. And of course, he's joined on that list by Gavin Newsom, the satanic looking governor of California, and Gretchen Whitmer, the FBI darling COVID lockdown governor of Michigan. So if Biden is replaced, or the Democrats plot a brokered convention to kick him off of the ticket, obviously he's going to be replaced by another deep state Zionist plant. And as many have already pointed out, that could actually make things tougher for Trump, because if this election is within 10 points or even more than that, it's going to be stolen 100% of the time. And that's being generous. But obviously, this situation and the potential replacement of Joe Biden is something that's going to have to develop very quickly because there are federal and state deadlines that have to be met. The Democrat convention is coming up here in just a couple of weeks, so this is all going to unfold in a very short period of time. Candace Taylor was watching all of this live on the ground in Atlanta, and she joined us now. Candace, your thoughts on all of this?
We drove up to Atlanta and watched President Trump come on the tarmac. Then we went and did sign waving in Atlanta, and we had more black people blowing the horn, stopping for President Trump than white people. It was crazy. I've never seen anything like it. And so we were outside the debate, went to a debate watch party, and we could not believe. I mean, Fox News was there. They were all there. It was insane, the decline that he has had in the last 3.5 years. It's crazy. How can we even, it's embarrassing for all the world leaders. We are sitting duck. They know we don't have a president. They know he is not capable. And I just looked at President Trump's face and was just laughing. Because, I mean, I know that he was sitting there thinking, what am I involved in right now?
The guy can't even shuffle down one step after the debate. I mean, look at this. This guy is being, he has to slow down. He can't even, this guy is not running the free world. This guy is not the president of the United States. This is an illegitimate pedophile, as you so eloquently stated in your debate with the CCP darling, Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia, when the election was stolen from you. But this illegitimate pedophile that's allegedly occupying the White House or whoever's wearing a skin suit and pretending to be this guy when he gives speeches, you know, from whatever green screen room that he's in, pretending to be in the Oval Office. I mean, this is the embarrassment of a lifetime for this country. And it's dangerous. How dangerous is this, you know, for Americans at their dinner table? I mean, this guy is a direct threat to national security.
Well, I think that Jill said it best when he came off the debate stage and she was hyping everybody up and she said, honey, you could answer all the questions. And it's like, are you serious? Is that the standard right now for the president of the United States that you can answer all the questions? Which he couldn't answer all the questions because you couldn't understand what he was saying.
Right.
But that's the mentality. And she's angry and she's acting like she's the president. I'm like, this has gone way off the rails. And so I was going to tell you, I received something from the DNC. And I don't know if it's because I'm part of the delegation for the RNC convention, but it was having Big Mike on the front. And it was like perpetuating that she could be the nominee for the DNC convention in August.
Let me push back on that for a second. This man pretending to be Michelle Obama with the big floppy ball sack.
Let's get the pronouns right. They want the pronouns right.
Yeah.
So, yes, he is on the front, right? And so, position this agenda already to their DNC members. And I guess they're showing the RNC, too. I don't know. Several of us received it, though, because I called around and asked other delegates. So, that is being pushed. That's the real thing. That is happening. And I guess they want, and we've already had our first trainee in the first lady seat. I guess they want to make him the actual president.
Yeah. This is so predictable. So for everyone who still has any faith in some sort of a morally upright or integrity-filled electoral process in this fake two-party constitutional representative republic, I'm just going to tell you right now, if after all of this plays out, and this is so obviously telegraphed to everyone, I mean, you can see what they're doing here. It's going to be Big Mike Robinson, Michelle Obama, or Hillary Clinton, or a combination of the two. That's who's going to replace Joe Biden. They're going to swoop in here, and in an overwhelming defeat, they are going to smash Donald Trump. And then, you know, the press is going to claim, well, there was just this grassroots excitement to have Michelle Obama after 8 years of, you know, Barry running the... Listen, Barry's already in the White House, along with Valerie Jarrett and a bunch of other subversives, actually pulling the levers of power, actually pulling the puppet strings that control this guy in the skin suit, pretending to be Joe Biden. These people are evil. And that's why every single facet of this country is being driven into the dirt. This is why for an entire month, police protect molesters and pedophiles on the streets of American cities from being thrown in jail. They're actually standing with these guys who wave their genitalia in the faces of children. We are an occupied nation. Very dangerous. I've got 1 minute left. Final words from you, Candace.
I was on the ground and I saw the hundreds, about 500 Trump supporters outside the debate. And there were 10 or 15 black females across the way saying that to protect black lives and basically want to abort their babies. So there's 10 to 15 black women doing that, and there's hundreds of supporters of Trump, and half of them were black. So this is not a white movement. This is an American movement, and Atlanta, Georgia is for President Trump.
Well, Atlanta's full of black people, and so if black people are for President Trump, then they can be for President Trump. We haven't done anything to fix our election process since 2020.
Nope.
Everybody knows that elections are fake and rigged and stolen. We're going to expose all of that at the Extreme event. That is in Sarasota, Florida, at the fairgrounds coming up October 4th and 5th. We'll go over confirmed speakers and sit down with one later on today. More of the Stu Peters Show next. I've said it before, countless times, and I'll say it again. The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. First, a war on our children. Now, a war on our money. When will it end? The government's corruption is even more prevalent today, causing the state of our spiraling economy to be normalized. I'm not waiting around to find out how much worse it could get. That's why I decided to protect my money with gold and silver. Now, you know me. I only partner with the best companies who I feel are doing the right thing for the American people. Gold Co. has helped thousands of Americans place over $2.5 billion in gold and silver. They're my top choice. And right now, they're offering you up to a 10% match in bonus silver with a qualified account, just for being a supporter of the Stu Peters Network. So don't wait. Call them today, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or just visit them at StuLikesGold.com. Again, StuLikesGold.com. Don't let this chaotic world get in the way of your livelihood. Protect your money before it's too late. Call them, 855-706-GOLD, or visit them online at StuLikesGold.com. I'm going to ask you for your undivided attention, because I'm going to tell you about what could possibly be the most important life-saving supplement that I have ever talked about. It's called Cardio Miracle. Each serving of Cardio Miracle has a combination of over 50 high-quality ingredients, including a huge variety of fruits, vegetables, amino acids, and herbs, all of which come together to promote your body's ability to produce nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so important for heart health. It helps to relax and dilate your blood vessels, which supports blood flow and circulation. And I love that you don't have to take this giant pill to get all of this nutrition. No, Cardio Miracle comes in a powder formula, so it's really easy to mix all day throughout the day into juice or water and take it at any time. That also helps to support mood regulation because it's a neurotransmitter. It's a neuromodulator in the brain. So it can support the release of serotonin and dopamine, both of which are really important and involved in mood regulation. Cardio Miracle also supports mental clarity, sleep quality, energy levels. It can even help with recovery after exercise. Nitric oxide is essential for so many functions in the body, and Cardio Miracle supports the production of nitric oxide, so you get many benefits from just one supplement. Please go to highpowerheart.com. Again, highpowerheart.com. I'm telling you, this could quite possibly be the most important supplement that I will ever talk about. Cardio Miracle. Go to highpowerheart.com. One day they're on TV, but the next day they might be right up inside your house. They're the looters, the thugs, the criminals, the burglars who prey on everyday Americans, working class people struggling to make ends meet, and retirees who just want to mind their own business. Random violence and home invasions, even looters storming small businesses, are becoming all too common in every corner of America. And the worst part is the bad guys are winning. Their numbers are increasing daily, while the good guys are becoming fewer and becoming weaker. That's why Green Beret combat veteran Terry Shepard launched the first online academy designed to help people secure their homes against looters and burglars and rioters and other bad guys who would harm them. It's called the Special Forces Home Defense Academy. It will reveal the ingenious methods, tactics, and secret tricks special operators like Terry use to protect their property right now, especially in a crisis when law enforcement can't be depended on. If you decide to act right now and become a Special Forces Home Defense Academy member, you'll also receive a limited time special that includes 3 additional gifts. Visit homedefenseacademy.com/stew. Again, homedefenseacademy.com/stew.
There's a whole bunch of stories that have to be dug into, rethought, reconsidered, and in some cases completely discarded.
As modern Americans, we've been spoon-fed this dumbed-down, cartoonish, simplified version of history. It's all fake. It's all bullshit. Everything that we have been taught is part of a self-serving narrative written by the people who will say and do anything to keep us on a leash. Now, this version of history, some big-name corrupt families like the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and their many associates are credited over and over and over again with propelling human development. Throughout the late 18 and early 1900s, almost every major American city was burnt to the ground. What if we really are quite literally living atop the ashes of an advanced civilization that's been hidden from us for our entire lives? As the old saying goes, to find out who rules over you, just simply find out who it is that you're not allowed to criticize. And at no place and at no time in our history has this statement been more accurate than it is right here today. Much of the world, but especially here in the United States of America, we're ruled over by this small group of people who have, over the span of centuries and even millennia, just accumulated absurd amounts of blood money. They've developed a supremacist ideology alongside an ability to paint themselves as the perpetual victim, no matter what it is that they do, no matter what it is that they have done. But this group, you're not allowed to talk about them. You aren't even allowed to say their name in polite society or on big tech platforms or even in an academic setting where ideas and facts and beliefs are supposed to be opened up to scrutiny. Supposed to be talked about, supposed to be debated. But on this topic, there's no room for discussion. And the moment that you try, you're shut down. But you see, we've proven that this platform is different. Yeah, we have led the world in bringing this issue to the forefront and questioning those behind the levers of power, behind all of the money, behind the American war machine that has led to the deaths of countless Americans and others all across the face of the planet. And now I'm going to take this to the next level. For those of you who haven't caught on yet, for those of you who are still wondering, who is he talking about? I'm talking about these people that claim to be Jews. I'm talking about the Zionist Israeli Jews who make up just 2% of America's population, but have managed to completely control the Federal Reserve, which they founded in 1913. It was a Jewish coup. They have infested our judicial system with left-wing Jewish judges whose mission is to completely pervert the foundations of America. They have seized dozens of seats in Congress with dual citizens writing legislation for Americans and deciding where our money and our lives get to go. And they have a supermajority in the Biden cabinet. Right now, at this very moment, a Jew called Alejandro Mayorkas is presiding over the largest unmitigated land invasion in world history. The invasion of our own southern border. And before that, he led the Hebrew Immigrant Aid Society. These are the people behind the invasion of America and so much more. And it's not just the government. The Jews run big tech. They run perverted corporations like Disney and Nickelodeon, where kids get groomed and raped. And of course, they run the banks, because it's part of their religion. For thousands of years, they've been practicing usury against us while they loan money to each other interest-free. They've been able to build their own economy. Not a parallel economy, no, a predatory economy that sits above our own. And because of all of this, now more than ever, people are starting to wake up to this issue. They're looking around. They're seeing how this country has been completely taken over. It's been occupied by Jews, by Zionists, and by all of the Shabbos goys that they have doing their bidding. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. All of this information, this is barely just scratching the surface of conversation online. This is an issue thousands of years in the making. These people killed Jesus Christ. And to this day, they're subjugating and ripping off and killing his followers. They wage kinetic warfare. But more importantly, they wage spiritual warfare. They promote homosexuality and transgenderism and abortion. And of course, they demand that your children go and die for Israel, like so many thousands of Americans already have. You can't even get elected without the Jew lobby's blessing. AIPAC owns Congress. And before you're sworn in, you have to make that obligatory trip to Israel, put on that tiny hat, kiss that wall, and pretend to cry. It's a humiliation ritual being carried out on every single one of us. And we're going to expose it. We're going to expose all of it. Which is exactly why we are releasing a new film exclusively here on the Stu Peters Network called Occupied.
We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country.
The German nation does not wish its interests to be determined and controlled by any foreign nation. France to the French, England to the English, America to the Americans, and Germany to the Germans. We are resolved to prevent the settlement in our country of a strange people which was capable of snatching for itself all the leading positions in the land and to oust it.
Maybe the smartest thing to do is pull it.
On September 11th, 2001, were perhaps the most shocking and terrifying events in U.S. history.
The witness called police, who stopped the van hours later and arrested five men. All five, it turns out, were Israeli.
And I could see that they were, like, happy. I thought it was very strange.
They have to get the blessings of this country before they can swear an oath to our Constitution. They won't get any spotlight in the Zionist-funded media. And one of the scariest things in the world is that nobody is willing to admit that. Nobody wants to have that conversation. Why is our army not arresting pedophiles who put their in little kids' faces during the whole month of June?
Sue me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kite me, don't jump like a right.
The Jewish watchword, workers of the world unite, workers of all classes and of all nations, recognize your common enemy. Recognize your common enemy.
If that's the one sensitive subject that nobody wants us to talk about, then I think it's pretty obvious that's the thing that we should be talking about.
The Jews will control the world.
They don't really care about us.
This is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? Yeah, no, I don't think so. You see, when people worry about the national debt, they often turn to safe haven assets. That's why thousands of people have called Goldco, the number one rated gold company, so that they can diversify their money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering fans of this show up to 10% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Just call them, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Free bonus silver, a half-ounce silver coin, free gold and silver information kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver, just like I did with Goldco. Call 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Or just visit them online at StuLikesGold.com. Again, that's StuLikesGold.com. You know, a lot of people think they're ready for what's coming. Some world government roaming the streets of the United States, seizing guns from Americans, disarming you. A lot of people think, oh, when the deep state comes or the zombie apocalypse happens, I'm totally ready. In today's world, you have to be prepared for everything. It's not just an option, it's a necessity. When it comes to protecting my friends and family and ensuring that we're getting ready for any emergency, I choose American Reserves. With American Reserves, you're not just buying peace of mind. No, you're investing in high-quality, long-shelf-life emergency food, top-notch water filtration products, essential survival gear designed to keep you safe and your kids safe no matter what. In emergency situations, having these products will keep you and your family alive. I'm not overstating this. And I know the people at American Reserves. I love doing business with them because they're patriots. They're Christians. They care truly about your family's preparedness. So don't wait for the emergency to find you and your family unprepared. Visit AmericanReserves.com today. If you use the discount code STU, you'll get 10% off everything. Take the first step towards securing your family's safety with American Reserves. You're not just ready, you're prepared for anything. Again, AmericanReserves.com and use promo code STU. If there's one thing that'll keep you tossing and turning at night, unable to fall asleep, it's debt. I mean, you just can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is perfectly designed intentionally to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest rate credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. But there's a new way out of this debt trap, Zero Debt USA. If you've heard me talk about Pivotal Debt Solutions, I'm telling you, Zero Debt USA is the way. They have this new aggressive strategy that can help to end your debt faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Zero Debt USA can cut or even eliminate interest altogether. Find programs to write off your balances so that you owe less. Stop the threatening phone calls. And do it all without bankruptcy and without a loan. The bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Zero Debt USA first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Go to zapmydebt.com. Again, zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Our enemies have a plan. Our enemy's leader has a plan. We all have one common enemy. His name is Satan, and right now his minions are trying to run this country. We're going to expose all the lies around the COVID bioweapons. We're going to expose all the lies around our fake and stolen rig elections. We're going to put the sexual depravity of our fake leaders on full display. And then, when the truth is known to the entire world, we are going to have extreme accountability. We will be the plan. We are never going to give up.
Well, the Bolshevik hordes are being turned loose on France after the World Economic Forum-backed President Emmanuel Macron and his globalist political machine suffered a huge defeat at the hands of Marine Le Pen and the National Rally, a right-wing opposition party in France's election over the weekend. So this National Rally dealt a serious blow to Macron, running an anti-mass migration, anti-World Economic Forum type of platform. And according to current results, they've likely broken Macron's government coalition and have won massive influence in the French parliament. It's taken a few years to click for many of these people because it wasn't long ago that Macron defeated Le Pen to become the president of France. But now the tide is turning because Europe, just like America, is burning. It's on fire. Every aspect of this country is being driven into the ground. And in many cases, it's burning even worse than America. Just last year, migrants were taking over French streets. They led a massive nationwide chain of riots where people were killed. Entire city blocks were burnt to the ground. Police vehicles and arsenals were stolen, and Macron and his government did nothing to stop it. They let these animals run wild for days before they finally put their kid gloves on and slightly intervened. But for the most part, they just let it run its course. He would rather instigate a war with Russia in Ukraine than take care of his own citizens. Macron, under the tutelage of his WEF bosses, wants to send French troops to Ukraine and draw NATO into a nuclear conflict, But he can't be bothered to defend his own citizens from Muslim rape gangs and criminal hordes pouring into France and from Africa and from the Middle East. So a huge swath of the French population is rightfully pissed, and they've turned away from Macron. They're turning toward a more nationalist message. And so, as usual, the Bolshevik foot soldiers, the Antifa members, the migrant criminal gangs that I just mentioned, they're all coming out onto the streets and doing what they do best. And that's rioting and looting and destroying. Just like they do in the United States, these people say that they're supporting democracy by violently protesting election results. And since Macron got his ass kicked at the polls, they're going to deliver a little retribution for the people of France. There's video footage going around online of businesses boarding up their windows, boarding up their doors in anticipation of all of this, because they know what happens when you stand up to these freaks. You know why this is happening? This is happening because these people know that they're losing control. The Bolshevik communist Jews and all of their compromised minions, they have tried to overrun and overwhelm the West with third world migrants and communism and homosexual gay degeneracy for years now. And they've had a lot of success. But you see, people are waking up en masse. They're starting to push back. And now this is actually happening pretty quickly because people realize we're running out of time. So anytime a nationalist or truth seeker or someone in the media calls a right winger is able to go through rigged elections and the PSYOP campaign coverage and actually win, you know they're going to be met with violence. And so is the general population, whether they voted for them or not. Jim Ferguson is in London, has been seeing a lot of all of this while he follows it, and he joins us now. Jim, do you think that this is even going to work? I mean, boarding up windows, boarding up doors. These people are ruthlessly violent, and then they're just given carte blanche by police and judges and any kind of a law enforcement apparatus in any country across the face of the planet. We know who these people are.
We not only know who they are, we know who's really behind them, and that's the globalists. This is done by design, Stu. And I mean, you and I know, we've talked about a lot of these things that have happened before, but you know, within the last 4 weeks, I've been to Geneva, I've been to the Netherlands, I've been to Denmark, and I've been back for about maybe 4 or 5 days in London. I've seen and talked to many people who are witnessing this in their own countries as well. It's not confined to France or America or the UK. It's literally happening wherever there are globalist infiltrators in our respective governments and indeed parliaments, which has given rise to the uniparty system. It doesn't matter who you vote for any longer. You still get Klaus Schwab and his mob. And at the moment in France, what we're seeing is something that is unprecedented. I mean, truly unprecedented. One person to watch is Jordan Bardella, because he's the deputy of Marine Le Pen. Their polling has consistently been improving. But I've done some research on this, Stu. This is going to blow your mind. The statistics are off the charts.
Try me.
Indeed, what's happening here? Because, quite honestly, about 8% of the vote is indeed for made up of those who are nationals, foreign nationals, I mean, illegal migrants coming in. 74% of the rapes that are going on in France are being committed by illegal migrants. The prisons are filled with people. 24% in the prisons are illegal migrants. This is on purpose. This has been done by design. And it's been done because they know that strong national countries with strong identities, like the USA, like the UK, like Ireland. And we've talked about Ireland many times before. It's happening because they want to subjugate those nations, to take them over. And they're using mass illegal immigration to do it. Not only is it putting a strain on illegal by the illegals on education systems, healthcare, housing, but there's a two-tier justice system that has emerged. If you're an illegal migrant, you can do no wrong. You're virtually walking free. And that is causing a huge pushback now right across Europe. We've seen the AfD, Alternative for Deutschland, in Germany, now officially the second biggest party. But the globalists detest it so much that they're even talking about banning that particular political party. And no doubt there will be those who will try to do the same with Marine Le Pen. But I think we're seeing something unprecedented. And don't forget, the UK, on the 4th of July, we are witnessing something dramatic here. I can tell you, as a former Brexiteer parliamentary candidate with Nigel Farage and the Brexit Party, what he's doing and what George Galloway on the left with the Workers' Party are doing is the typical Buffalo Horde manoeuvre. They are attacking the left and the right. Labour is being attacked by the Workers' Party, George Galloway, and the Conservatives are polling less now than Nigel Farage's Reform UK party. There is something fundamental happening, and it's not before time. I just hope, Stu, that this can be resolved politically. But you talked about what were the solutions. There is only one solution. Boarding up windows isn't going to do it. Trying to appease them isn't going to do it. Trying to change your laws to make them fit in any better isn't going to do it. They're here for a takeover. And the only way to sort it out is to get rid of them. Deport them back to their countries. I don't care who they are or where they're from. If they don't fit into French society or our society, then they don't belong.
Yeah. Overwhelmingly, I mean, of course, we all know and everybody knows that the majority of violent crime here in the United States is overwhelmingly committed by blacks. Crimes against persons, gangs, guns, drugs, rapes, murders, all of those things. Overwhelmingly, blacks commit those crimes despite being a minority of our population. But, you know, second to that, yes, it is minorities. It is every minority, but not just minorities, the ones that have been illegally imported. We have a guy who claims to be a Jew called Alejandro Mayorkas, who's running an actual physical invasion of our southern border. I mean, the guy is a war criminal. He's committed crimes against Americans. He should be tried for treason. He's a traitor. And then he should be, upon conviction, punished accordingly. Who is it that's leading the charge in places like France? Who is it that's allowing all of this, actually not just allowing, promoting this? Who is it that is intentionally flooding the streets of France with illegal invading migrant aliens they hate the West, they hate France, they hate the United States. That's why they're being brought here. A lot of people say, well, it's for voting, it's for the Democrats. First of all, voting and Democrats and Republicans and, you know, conservatives and liberals, it's all fake. So it's not for that. It is to bring physical violence to the streets in order to set up the perfect collapse of an otherwise strong economic, strong spiritual, strong morally country. And that's how they subjugate. That's how these subversives, that's what they're here for.
Don't forget, Ireland is a case in point. The Irish amount to 3 million strong in their population. But Ireland has a population now of 5 million. Within the last 4 to 5 years, they've seen an influx of 2 million people, largely illegal migrants. They are now able to vote in the local elections. They just need to prove they've been in the country in a tent, for example, for 6 months. They get to vote. It gets worse. They can stand as election candidates in the local elections and mayors. This is a takeover of our national sovereign countries by design, on purpose, by the globalists, Klaus Schwab, the Council of 300, the Trilateral Commission. I mean, the list is extensive. This is in order to collapse and destabilize our countries. And it may very well provoke a civil war. I don't think, I would never underestimate them. I think that may well be what they're looking to do. And what we're witnessing in the United States right now with the attacks on Donald Trump. I mean, I'm a Trump guy. I've never made any mistake, never made any issue of it. I'm quite happy to say I am. Is he perfect? No, nobody is. But I'll tell you something now, if they steal that election again, I all bets are off, Stu. All bets are off, because the Americans have had enough. I spent 3 weeks across 8 different states towards the end of last year, and I spoke to people at length on stage, hundreds and hundreds of people in audiences, from North Dakota all the way down to Denver, Colorado. And I can tell you, people have had enough of it.
Yeah,
and they know what's happening. They are waking up, thanks to shows like the Stu Peters Show.
Well, we're a small part of that. We're just on God's mission and we're being obedient. You know, anybody who thinks at this point that this illegal migration or being the melting pot of the world or diversity is the bedrock, the strength of the American economy and our culture, you are absolutely 1000% asleep. You have been indoctrinated. You have been programmed. You have been gaslit. You have been brainwashed by a criminal Zionist-owned media across the board from major broadcasts to cable news networks. The same corporations own all of them. They switch the words around. They use fair and balance. They tell you how it's your duty to go hug a Mexican or a Venezuelan or a Syrian or an Iranian or a Pakistani or a Chinese illegal invader and welcome them into our country. They encourage programs to allow these people to get into 4- and 5-star hotels, to fly them around first class while your family can't even afford a vacation this year. And you're paying for all of it. If we lived in a serious country at all whatsoever, our United States military would not be protecting the borders of Israel, would not be sending munitions to Taiwan to fight off the boogeyman in the CCP, would not be fighting a proxy war against Russia in Ukraine. All of our military assets would be brought back here to the United States. We would militarize our border, and what's left of that military personnel would be sweeping across this country, rounding up these illegal invaders, and sending them back to wherever they go. Period. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next. Always a pleasure talking to Jim Ferguson. If there is one mineral that you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral. 600 critical reactions, hormone balance, stress management, sleep quality, even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. Well, there's two big problems with what I just said. Number one, magnesium has been largely missing from U.S. soil since the 1950s. I wonder if that's intentional. It certainly does explain why up to 75% of the population may be deficient in magnesium. Number two, most supplements contain only one or two forms of magnesium, when in reality, your body needs seven. The only full-spectrum magnesium supplement, the only magnesium supplement on the market that has all seven critical forms is called Magnesium Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And that's why I'm so excited to tell you that I was able to arrange a killer deal for you. You won't find this deal on Amazon. You won't find this deal on the company's own website. This deal is exclusively for you, my audience, and it's for a limited time while supplies last. So right now, you can get a bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free. Just go to magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree and get your bottle of Magnesium Breakthrough for free right now, today. Again, that's magbreakthrough.com/stewfree. If you speak the biblical truth that Christ is king, you're committing a hate crime. That's hate speech. And make no mistake about it, this line in the sand has been drawn in no small part, actually, thanks in massive part to the ongoing, constant Jewish persecution of Christians and Christianity online, where thanks to a massive Jewish overrepresentation in government and central bank-backed tech firms, including the major social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, they have been able to extend their anti-Christian tentacles all across the planet. Christ is King shirts. These are high-quality shirts. They're available at spnstore.com. As well as a whole bunch of other things that we believe in. And the store, it's been set up because at any moment, these people could try to take us off of Rumble. They could try to take us down anywhere. We're protecting ourselves from advertisers becoming afraid to advertise with us because of our anti-Semitic hate speech. A message for parents that love their kids and, of course, want to keep them safe and healthy. It's a health product that you can't ignore. Kids Z-Spike Gummies from the Zelenko Labs Z-Stack supplement line. Now, these aren't just ordinary supplements. These are your child's shield against upcoming health threats and a recovery mechanism to help dissolve and block spike proteins. Of course, inspired by the legendary Dr. Vladimir Zelenko. Dr. Z didn't just practice medicine. As you well know, he changed the entire game over the pandemic. He provided counsel on the prevention and treatment of COVID-19, the bioweapon, and the removal of the dangerous and deadly spike proteins from the body. His pioneering work lives on in these gummies, crafted to repair and empower your kids' immune systems. Powerful stuff inside of these things, all based on solid research that you can trust by Zelenko Labs. Vitamin C and dandelion root. These help to cleanse and fortify. Of course, there's a whole lot of other things inside of these Z-Spike gummies as well. Pomegranate peel and bromelain arm and defend against these invaders like the spike proteins that are wishing to enter your kid's body and destroy their health. Targeting those tricky spike proteins is difficult, but not if you have the Z-Spike gummies. All natural, zero artificial junk, low in sugar, and a strawberry flavor that your kids will actually want. This is about more than just avoiding colds. This is about giving your kids a proactive protection and repairing them from damage caused during the pandemic. As we know that there's shedding involved, and parents, they didn't leave you out. You can achieve the same goals for your health and body, pairing Dr. Zelenko's hero products, Z-Spike and Z-Detox, for daily support. Rise up and protect your kids with Dr. Zelenko's Kids Z-Spike Gummies, perfect for kids ages 4 and up. Head over to zstacklife.com/SPN and then use the code for 15% off. The code is SPN. Secure your bottles right now. They have subscriptions, too. Remember, this isn't just a supplement. It's a shield. It's Dr. Zelenko's legacy. Shield up with Kids Z-Spike Gummies, the smart way to protect and heal our kids. ZStackLife.com/SPN. Again, ZStackLife.com/SPN. Our entire economy, whether it be the fake and manipulated and controlled stock market that's influenced by foreign governments, internal trading, insider trading, your banking, the banks themselves, your retirement accounts that you don't even have access to, your 401k, all of this is intentionally being subverted. I have told you that our government has openly declared war on the American people. And financial distress is one way to get people to do whatever it is that you want. You see, the middle class is being completely eliminated, totally eradicated. All of these tax hikes, they aren't meant for the rich people. They aren't meant for the poor people. They are subjugating the middle class intentionally. Property values, interest rates, everything is designed to keep Mr. Joe, the blue-collared, hardworking, everyday, Christian, white, run-of-the-mill American, to take that guy and to cast him off into some other system, to rip him off of everything that he has ever worked hard to earn and even harder to save. Joe is saving up for his children to go to post-secondary curriculum, unfortunately, possibly a trade school, some indoctrination camp at some university, whatever their dream is that they're trying to realize, Joe is busting his ass to make sure that he accomplishes that every day. And more of Joe's money is just being stripped away from him through criminal taxation and what I believe right now we're experiencing, which is hyperinflation. Go to the grocery store, go to the gas pumps, argue with me. How long will it be until we have $30 loaves of bread or $30 for a dozen eggs? It's absolutely insane. You are under attack financially and economically. Carlos Cortez can help to protect you, and you've been witnessing this. I know that you're traveling and you're in the lobby or in some kind of a lounge at an airport. I appreciate you making the time because this is a very, very important topic and conversation that needs to be had. You have issued a dire warning to Americans through your platform, Scriptures in Wall Street, and the Stu Peters Network. I had to have you on after realizing, man, you have been right about everything that you have said. How dangerous is this economic warfare that's being waged on Americans?
It is very dangerous, Stu. Thanks for having me. Yeah. Basically, we are in a fake market right now. We haven't seen a real stock market in over 19 years. They keep on printing money and printing and printing money. And so when we have this artificial intelligence sort of money just diving into markets, we are not really actually getting a real market. KRE, if you look at KRE, which is a banking index, it is going up. The dollar is going up. Like, are you joking me? Even with the BRICS trying to mash down the dollars, banks, more failures than we had last year than in 2008. But yet everything is still going up. And the whole reason why is because I feel they're fumigating this market so that they can increase your retirement accounts, so they can own your retirement accounts by through taxation when you start to pull it out. And if you notice in a stupid debate the other day, Joe Biden said that he was not going to tax anything under $400,000. Well, let me tell you why. Is because when you take Social Security, that's when the real taxation starts.
Yeah. So it's everything that you've relied on. Mm-hmm. So that you're pinched. You don't have anywhere to turn. You don't have anywhere to go. And no matter how you've invested, the government can get their hands on it and they can attack it. But with your America First retirement plan and Cortez Wealth Management, you have an ingenious way of allowing people to invest while their money compounds at an aggressive rate like I've never seen before. He sent me the figures and the tables. I can't believe it. I mean, I can't wait to send more money this direction, but the government can't touch it.
That's correct.
It's amazing.
That's absolutely correct.
Can you talk about it? I mean, I've got like a minute left here. Can you talk a little bit about it?
Sure. Sure. Basically, when we have accounts that are outside the stock market, you actually have the ability to compound using fixed based products. They're not in red money. They're actually in institutionalized funds where they're insurance based contracts. And they're really smart because we grow when the index grows, but we don't go down when the markets go down. And as you know, with the volatility and a lot of manipulation, that is what we want going into 2024 and going into the decade of retirees, because our baby boomers are retired now. And, you know, if you've lost half of your money, that would really change your life. But doubling your money really doesn't change your life. But going into retirement, you don't want to lose half of your money.
No,
through
absolutely not. Yeah,
or market risk.
It's criminal taxation warfare and government theft. Cortez Wealth Management has the way for you to keep this secure and also to compound your money. I have been begging you for 3 years to contact Carlos Cortez. I'm going to give you his number one more time. 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446, or book your appointment with Cortez Wealth Management online at CortezWM.com. Again, that's CortezWM.com. We're out of time for today. We'll be back from the same cesspit from hell tomorrow at the same time. Until then, God bless you.